Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord to the Almighty God. We give God the glory tonight. Thanking God for coming on to hear what thus saith the Lord to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We thank God that we are divinely connected to the Lord Jesus Christ and to one another in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. We give God glory for another marvelous, wonderful day that He's given us to glorify and magnify Him. If there's anything in our lives that we need to repent of or allow God to come in and transform us in, and also give Him glory daily. Praise the Lord. We have that opportunity for that renewed mercy every morning that He gives us. So we thank God because He's so worthy to be praised. We have a woman of God tonight that we're going to be looking forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through the vessel. But until I get ready to introduce Evangelist Alexander, a mother in the Lord, definitely a servant of the Most High God that loves the Lord and loves His people, that boldly speaks the truth and walk in it. But we'll introduce her shortly. But in the meanwhile, we're going to give an opportunity for a few people to come on. But we're going to have a reading and a scripture reading. And prayerfully, let her begin however God is leading her. Amen. And to God be the glory. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We're going to have our scripture reading coming out of the fifth chapter of 1 Peter. And it will start at the B part of five. I'm trying to pull it up on the phone, so. Okay. This one reads a little different than I expected. Okay. All righty. We're going to start at the fifth verse. Likewise, you younger men or lesser rank and experience, be subject to your elders, seek their counsel, and all of you, clothe yourself with humility toward one another, tie on the servant's apron, for God is opposed to the proud, the disdainful, the presumptuous, and He defeats them, but He gives grace to the humble. Therefore, sixth verse, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, set aside self-righteous pride, so that He may exalt you to place on a place of honor in His service at the appropriate time, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on Him, for He cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very careful. Eighth verse, be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. But resist him. Be firm in your faith against the attacks, rooted, established, immovable, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being experienced by your brothers and sisters throughout the world. You do not suffer alone. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts His blessings and favor, who calls you to His own eternal glory in Christ, will Himself complete, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, making you what you ought to be. To Him be dominion, power, authority, sovereignty, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. A familiar reading that we have is Laugh Again. I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly my Lord was speaking. My name is I Am. He paused. I waited. He continued. When you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it's hard. I'm not there. My name is not I Was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it's not hard. I mean, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I will be. When you live in the moment, this moment, it is not hard. I am there. My name is I am. And who is he to you? Amen. Bless God. At this time, we're going to prepare ourselves. Bless the Lord for to give space. We don't want her to lose any time tonight. She has, glory to God, over an hour and plus. And whatever, if God has her to stop before, then fine. But she has plenty of time to share what God has placed in her spirit. So at this time, we're going to pray. And then when I introduce her, then the next voice you will hear after the introduction will be Mother Evangelist Alexander. Praise God. Father, as we come in your presence tonight, we come with thanksgiving. We come honoring you and giving you glory for your majestic, dynamic, wonderful, phenomenal power, glory to God, that you are expressing your love to us, and also you've given us, glory to God, to love you back with and to be utilized these giftings that you've given us. We want to honor you and bless you and thank you for renewed mercies every day, for your grace, glory to God, for your wonderful, wonderful, glory to God, blessings that you've given us, you've given us the Holy Spirit, given us, glory to God, that authority to walk in your power, in your love, in your authority, to bind, to loose, to curse and cancel the works of the enemy, glory to God, to exalt and to build up, to tear down. God, whatever you have given us, glory to God, help us to be led by your Spirit so that way your will can be done. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayer warriors, and we thank you for the men and women of gospel all over the land. We pray, glory to God, even for those that are less fortunate, for those that need a Savior and Deliverer. We pray tonight, glory to God, that you use your vessel as well, that, glory to God, that she will bring forth the bread of life and utilize her gifts as you have given her. God, we pray that you continue to stir up, glory to God, the gifts is in her as well as in us as we submit ourselves. Forgive us for every offense or transgression against your word. We exalt you, we glorify and magnify you. Thank you for your healing power, deliverance power. Thank you, Lord God, for encouraging. Thank you for another day of life, health and strength and active our limbs. And even though there might be some challenges in our lives, we cast all our cares and concerns to you and trust you that you will deliver us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we bind up every satanic and demonic interference of the enemy that will come against this night of glory to God, of worship, as well as the word coming forth, and for us, glory to God, to be able to not have any interference, God, as she brings forth the word, even technology. We pray, glory to God, everything line up and be in place. We love you tonight, and we appreciate you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want to introduce this mother in Zion, Evangelist Alexander, praise God, the woman of God, and this mother in Zion to me has been for over 20 years, but we're thanking the Lord for the anointing that's in her life, that she's a woman of integrity, and she walks in the truth, and she boldly speaks it in the name of Jesus. She loves the Lord, loves God's people. She's anointed to preach, teach the gospel. She is faithful and committed to the cause of Christ, and she's diligent in her prayer life and dedicated as a prayer warrior, glory to God, and intercessor on the Divine Connection prayer line. She resides in Columbia, South Carolina. Her home originally, glory to God, is from Panama. She's a faithful servant to God and a woman of integrity. I want to introduce to you, glory to God, and for some, glory to God, others may be just hearing her for the first time. We bless, for those that are hearing her for the first time, the other one, glory to God, we just blessing you that you will be able to hear this voice, glory to God, that is out crying out to speak and teach and tell the truth of what God's word is saying and believing God for change. At this time, praise God, we're going to allow Mother Alexander to come on the line and let God use her in whatever capacity he desires, and pray God's blessings upon her. Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
can
God.
Oh, glory.
Oh, yeah, we
God.
Hear you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, the Lord gave me today is like a two-edged sword. And we have some scriptures that we can read by.
Praise
but
God.
Before that, we're going to get in a prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor today, Lord God. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the prayer line warriors, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening us, Lord God. Thank you for keep us going, Lord God, to do your will, Heavenly Father. Because your word said, Lord God, whatever need is, believe, ask, and believe, you shall receive. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for keeping us, Father. We thank you for strengthening us. And we thank you for being the Lord of our life. These things we thank you for, Lord God. And we give you glory and honor and praise today. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. According to the promises of God, we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Christ paid a price for us. He paid a price. He did it all for us. When we says we are a children of God and we are new creatures, we must know that we know that we have been crucified with him. Now, according to the promises of God, nothing will fail. Because God's word cannot fail. If he said it, then we better stand on it. And stand boldly and proclaim what God said. You can't confess in your word that God said, and you can't confess in, I am a child of God and no possession it. If you confess you're a child of God, you got to walk in that walk. You got to live it day and night. You got to let your life shine. Because you confess you're a child of God. You should know when you become a child of God, whole one is gone. You are a new creature, baby, new creature in Christ Jesus. So when you stand to say, I'm a child of God, or I'm a daughter of the living God, or a son of God, you know that it is coming out of your mouth. You said it. Then stand boldly on it. Possess what you says. If you said that you're a child of God, then let nobody take it from you. But you got to know you're a child of God. You got to know that every need you have, it's met because that's what the Father said. But you got to remember, you got to live it, and you got to know exactly what it's all about. Not say one day you is for God, next day you is for the world. Ain't going to work like that. Because one time, he paid a price for you. One time, when he went to the cross, he shed his blood. And we know there is power in the blood that's shed for us. We know that there is power in the name Jesus. And we also know that there is power in the word. So when we say we are a new creature, these things we're supposed to know that when we stand and speak it, we must see some type of manifestation. We must see some manifestation, child of God, and you falling all the time. Why? The devil should not have that dominion. No. Our Savior paid too much of a high price for us. When we know who we are, we stand boldly. When we know who we are, nothing shake us. Because we put our faith on the living word of God. Our faith must hold stand no matter how the storm move. Still hold on. Lord, you says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lord, your word is what I'm standing on. You said, ask and you shall receive. You said, believe and you shall receive it. I believe in his word. And I'm asking in his word. And we have illustration in the word of God. That these things is real. These things are real, sister. But you got to be right. You cannot say you're living for the living God one day and the next day you're living for the world. It ain't working that way. If you soloed for Jesus, then you got to be soloed 100%. Not 99, but 100%. Got to solo out. then you'll see the manifestation of what God said we have. Because I believe in my heart that everything my Father says we have, as children of the living God. New creatures, because there's no way you can confess in your mouth that you are crucified with Christ and you are walking in the same old man clothes. No way. You got to be new according to the promises of God. And his word said it, then we have to abide and stand and know that we can stand. Nothing should able to take that word out of our heart. Only time we have to deliver that up. Nobody can take it from us. If you make up your mind to serve the living God, who can stop you? As far as I'm concerned, no one. No one. God call you to do a job, baby. You are fully equipped to do the job. Don't come and tell me somebody's rolling and you running. No. God called you. He chose you to go out there and do this. Then you step boldly and stand firm, because he is the Lord of Lords, and the power is in his hand. And if he sent us to do a job, then we are equipped. He kayashatav, equipped to do that job. When we slow back, it's because we let the enemy pull us back. We got to realize who we are, church. We got to realize that we are overcomers and conquerors. We are the children of the mighty God. He said in his word, we are new creatures in Christ. There's no if and but about that. Once he said it, we must know it. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is no time to play. God said what he means, and we claim to be children of the living God, then stand up on it. Stand on his word. Claim what he said we are and stand boldly. Stand boldly. Because God's promises never change, baby. It's never change. If he said, I will, then believe. He will. He will. There ain't no other way. No other way. New creatures. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Chapter 5, verse 17. Because his word do not change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. New creature. You see? You can't be still traveling in the whole suit when he's a new one coming. You already accept. You said your word is a child of God. You said you are sent by Lord, full of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. You asking God to do so and so and so. And you, 1 minute you confess, I know the Lord. I am fully equipped to do the work. The next minute, well, I don't know if I can. That's not of God, baby. That's nothing but the enemy bringing the word of doubt. Because once you speak positive out your mouth, let that positive stand. Confess. Claim your confession. In other words, possess it. Possess it. God said, all things is possible to them that believe. You believe in what God says, then it gonna come. I don't care how shaky the thing look. God said, I will never leave you. Everybody falling apart, everybody running, everybody, oh, I don't want this, I don't want that. And what you going to do? Are you going to stand? Or are you going to fall with them? Remember who you are, God. You don't run with the road. You don't run with the world, baby. You are a new creature. You stand boldly. You proclaim what you want. You proclaim victory over your home. You proclaim victory over your husband. You proclaim victory over your child. Because you are a child of God. You can't be confessing one thing and flying on another. No. If you know you are a child of God, you're going to live by the word of God. He gave us the power. He gave us the authority. He gave us the dominion. And remember, he paid a price for these things so we could stand boldly. We could have these things. We are a new creature. new creature. The old one is not there no more. When you claim that you are crucified, baby, there ain't no way the whole spirit man supposed to be in you. No, 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 no. He got to go. You can't have both. You got to choose one or the other. And you said you are crucified with Christ. It's only one way. The new creature. The new creature. He's only God. It's only God, baby. There is no two. It's one. The living God. And when you stand on his word, no man should change your mind. No man. You said you're going to serve the living God, then you serve him. Not the world. Serve him. Because one thing for sure, his word will stand. His word is going to stand. There is no other way. Hallelujah, Lord God. You must know that you know when you stand up to speak, I am redeemed. I am one of the redeemer of the living God. You must know. You can't be if and buts about that. You must know. You can't be, well, I think so, well, I don't. No, 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 no. You must know. There is no other way on the word of God, regardless what it looks like. Because one thing for sure, that word is going to come forth. But it takes you to stand. It takes you to stand. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. God tell us in his word, he'll never forsake us. The same thing. He was talking to a forefather back there. It's the same thing he's telling us today. Pray. Pray. No, we should not have. We are the children of the living God. We should not be wavering and tossing to and fro. No, 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 no. When that starts happening, it's because you allow it. You allow it. As a child of God, you have the authority and the dominion. Stand on your confession. Stand. Don't let it waver. You said that God called you to do so and so. Then you stand on it. And do what the Lord said for you to do. We must always remember one thing. The word of God is the same today, yesterday, and every other day. His word, if he said it, that's exactly what you're going to hear. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because one thing for sure, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by what? Faith. Faith. Not by what you see, my dear. And faith is not a feeling, baby. Faith is something that you must know that you know in your heart. It's not a feeling, oh, I feel I have faith to get this thing today. Tomorrow come, oh, well, I don't want that. Your faith in God must stand the barriers of time. Your faith should never be shaken. No, when you claim that you have been chosen, have been called to do what God sent you to do, your faith should be strong. That mustard seed already grown up, baby. Faith cannot be standing there 1 minute you're flying here, next minute. No, no, no. Faith is a hunker. I have faith that I can move this situation for the sister. I have faith that I'm going to pray this thing out of here. That's the faith we're talking about, sister. We must know that we know. We must know that if God said you can do it, nobody else can change it. You have to stand boldly and proclaim that victory because you know that the word of God don't change. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Now, the promises of God never change, baby. If he said it, you stand on it. You want to move this mountain? Then you get in your word and you find scriptures. A lot of us believe that things are going to move by just one shed. Oh, it didn't happen, so I give up. No, baby. You got to have that faith that planted, that no matter how the storm coming, you must know that I know that storm got to pass by, but it can't touch me. That's the faith you got to stand on, because God is a God that will answer your prayer, but you got to be faithful to him. And we have no excuse, baby, because he gave us everything we need. Everything we need in this world, God already put it inside of us. But what we got to do is stand on his word. We should never be rocking backward and forward. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Today I'm going to move this. I don't know. No. I'm going to move this book, then I'm going to move this book. We got to learn that the word of God is not to be played with. We got to learn that when we said the blood of Jesus, we must know that when we said the blood of Jesus, we need to see action. Because the blood of Jesus is not to be played with. Just like the name of Jesus. You cover your sons. You cover your daughters. You cover your grandchildren. You cover your house. You cover your situation. But don't be wavering and think that you're going to get everything come straight. No. Once you start wavering, it's not going to work. God looking for us to stand on his word. He looking for us to stand. Regardless how terrible the adversary comes, stand. We got illustration in the Bible. Still went through, don't it? Was he running an hour and I give up now? Through the storm. He know God. And God know he was going to stand. And the children of God must know that when you make up your mind to serve the living God, don't let nothing nor no one turn you around. And you must remember the gift that he gave us. You must remember that the power and the dominion that we have. Let's look at Mark. Mark 16. Hallelujah, Lord. Power that we have. All we have to do is believe. Put our faith in him, man. Believe with faith that if God said it, no man can stop it. No man. The only one can stop it is when you fall back. But if God tell you, I will, then you stand. You stand. Promise and according to his word, we must believe in him and we must stand. We read in Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 6 and 17, what did these verses say to us? He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. You don't want to be into that. Don't want to be in this category, baby. A non-believer? You can't get nothing. If you don't believe him, you can't get it. And look at the gift he gave us. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Now tell me now, you a child of God, this belongs to you, belongs to me. When we stand up to say his will and to do his will and to say his word, we must know who we are. We must know the gift that we have in us because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he went to the cross for us. Because he paid a price for us. Today you find so few of us is assembling together in the church. The enemy come in and you're ready to run. I can't see this. I can't do that. Do not recognize that is the enemy coming against a sister and you don't not even using your spiritual eyes to see that this should not happen in my territory. Not in my territory. We must remember that we have the power and the authority to bring down the works of the enemy. We must remember this. God equip us with weapons. God tell us in his word who we are. But some of us want to fight, live one way and jump on the other. You can't have the whole and the new together, baby. No. You're a new creature, the new stuff is going on. You can't keep going back to the whole. Sin shall not and it should not dominion over the new person. No, 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 no. Don't tell me sin is controlling you when you know that you know who you are in Christ Jesus. When you know that you said in your word, you confess in your word, I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you're going to tell me you allow sin to take dominion? No, baby. You don't have to. If you stand on the word of God, you stand boldly and know who you are. The more you read the word, the more you know who you are. And if you can't find and understand, ask the Holy Ghost to show you. What is this, Heavenly Father? Show me where I am in this. And I tell you, he will show you. Because he's a God that answers every one of our needs. He answers it. But you cannot try to live in new shoes and in the old one still. You got to dump out that whole one and knowing that you're a new creature. So when you confess that you're a believer, when you confess you are crucified with Christ, when you confess that you know that you've been chosen, you better stand strong. You cannot live on the right side and the left side. You got to make a choice. I'm going to live for God or you're going to live for the hell. Which one? You got to make a choice. Every one of us, not just one or two, no, every one of us have a choice to make. Who you choose. Who you going to serve. Just like Joshua make a choice, every one of us can make a choice. As for me and my house, we'll serve the living God. Nobody else can take that from you. If you make a choice, you will serve the living God. Some of us that fully equipped still don't want to realize that we are new creatures. You cannot live for the world and try to live for God too. You can't do both at the same time. You got to make a choice. You got to make a choice. And I believe in my heart that there are his choices that we can make. Some of us don't want to make choice, but God gave us a hoping. That's why when he went to the cross, when they did it all, what was his last word? It is finished. It is finished. That means suffering, aches, pain, works of the devil, all these stuff. When you make a choice to serve the living God, baby, these things should not have control in your life. These things should not try to take over your life. You are the one that's supposed to keep on standing strong. No, because you decide to be a new person, not the old person, a new person. We have one more scripture here. Let's go to Mark 11. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, your will be done, Lord. The word of God said, We must love one another. We must believe in him. That if he said it, we can do it. If he said it, we can do it. There's no such thing as we cannot operate in love. Because what happened? It's already in us. And what according to the word of God? His love is shed abroad in our heart. Now remember now, if you don't want to love the brother and sister, it's because you want to go on the wrong side of the road. In other words, you want to follow the adversary. The adversary have you then. But if you choose to stay in the word of God, to stay on his promises, to stay as a child of God that he called you to be, the enemy shall not have dominion in your life, baby. You make a choice. Sin, in other words, sin shall not have authority over you. You have authority over that. What I used to do then, I don't do no more. Things is not me. You have authority over it. I will not be bent down. I will not be bowed down to nothing that is not of God. Because you make a choice to soul out to the living God. That's who you serve. That's who you made a choice to serve. So why are you going to let sin come and have control in your life? You make a choice when that happens. When you sold out completely, and remember this, who you are, fully grown, committed to the living God, baptized, believers, full of the Holy Spirit, tell me you're going to sit back and let the enemy have a field day with you. No, no, no. Not if you make a choice, baby. To serve the living God. Sin can't control you. No, 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 no. You control that foul spirit. You let that spirit know who you are in Christ Jesus. Don't move. Don't shake. Stand boldly. Hold your post. Because who you are in Christ Jesus. God gave us the authority. God gave us the power. God gave us the dominion. So when we hear a sister telling you, I'm fully equipped to take the word of God, and still she turning around and running from the adversary out there, something is wrong. Something is wrong. But wherever he sent us, we have the dominion and the authority. But you've got to learn how to carry yourself in the word of God. No other way, baby. No other way. The promises of God to his children is a sure thing. He already done it all. All we have to do is do the works of God. Because what did he tell us? We'll do mightier work than he did. And you know why? Because what? Who is in us? We don't have to wallow in sin. We made a mistake. We need to go back to God. Get on your knee and say, Lord, it's me, Lord. Have mercy. Then nowhere in the Bible you say that God tell you he'll turn away from the backslider. You go back and you ask for mercy, baby. A lot of sisters today and brothers seem to forget that. Our God is a merciful Father. All what he went through so we could have free life. New life in Christ and free. No more bondage. According to his promises. According to the word of Mark 11, chapter verse 23, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Now tell me now, if that's not a good God. We serve a mighty God, brothers and sisters. We serve a God that is merciful. He told us his mercy is everlasting. So we have no excuse that if we fall to don't go to him. We don't have no excuse when we see we fall and we wallow up in the sin. Uh-uh. There was always a way because God's hands always stretched out. His hand was never closed to you. But you seem to forget that he is a God of mercy. He is a God of mercy. Hallelujah, Lord God. According to the promises of God, his will must be done. Don't care what you say or what you do. When you confess, Lord, you are my all in all. Lord, you are my deliverer, my provider, my healer, my hope and hope in life. All in all, you are to me. Then you must know that this is a mighty good God. If you want to know more about the precious love of God, go to the book of Isaiah and study. One thing I want to leave with you is this. Prayer is the key for everything a believer needs to do. Get in prayer. And when you pray, you don't go murmuring before the Father. Especially when you see the adversary trying to take you out of here. There's no time for murmuring, baby. This is time for letting the adversary know, no! Lord, it's me, Lord. And I don't know no other way but come before you. And I bring this situation in the name of Jesus before my Father. I need you, Lord, to show me what way to go and how to do it. We seem to forget that we have a God that feels everything we feel. And God knows the heart of every one of us. Not just one or two of us. Every human being. God knows the heart. You know what is in the heart. And one thing I know, sister and brother, God is a God of mercy. He is a God that hears us when we call. And one thing for sure, when we go before him, make sure your heart is clean and you're sincere. Because one thing I know for sure, he will give you the desire of your heart. But make sure your heart is clean. You have forgiveness. You forgive your brother. Unforgiveness in your heart will block everything from you. If you have forgiveness to forgive your brothers and sisters, you go before God, baby. And he will answer those prayers. But you've got to know who you are in Christ. A lot of us say we don't get our prayer answered. But what are we doing? How are we praying? You start praying for one and then the next one, your heart is in a mess, but you say you're going to pray for one sister. How in the world are you going to get a prayer through when your heart is not clean for the other sister? You got to have a clean heart. You got to forgive. And then you can get your prayer through. That's why the Lord say, how many times you got to forgive? Not a 77 times. Not no 7, not no 3, not no 4, but 70. A lot of us kind of are quick to, oh, I can forgive you. But to God be the glory. We got to learn. And we got to make up our mind that if we're going to live right, we got to do the things that is right. And one thing I leave with you, never compromise the word of God, baby. I don't care who say, I don't care what say, never compromise the word of God. And when you confess something, then you possess it for it to come forth. You confess, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, then walk in your righteousness. Walk in it. Let nobody pull you out of that. But I thank God for his mercy and his grace. I thank God for who he is in my life and in my brothers and sisters' life. And I ask the Lord God to continue. Open eyes, Lord. Open ears, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God, and to preach your gospel without fear. This I ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We turn it back over to the head of the line. Sister Hubbard?
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I'm
back
another.
To your hand.
Praise God, Evangelist. We thank God for that word. It's definitely a word that's needed in the body of Christ now, and also glory to God for us that are believers to remind us and to make sure that our house stay clean and that we have clean hands. We are crucified with Christ as a new creature, then we shouldn't find ourselves picking up the things of old and our old flesh, our old ways, and be not the flesh part of a graveyard clothes wearing it. Like you said, we should not be putting those things back on. So we have to check ourselves, even as believers. There's no monopoly on this. We got to make sure that we stay humble before the Lord daily with a confession. If there's anything in my life, Lord, have I made an error? And sometimes we know we made an error. We got to confess that thing and cleanse it. And I like what you said earlier. At the ending too. We forgive one, and then we want God still to bless us, and still yet we still have sin in our heart because we got unforgiveness for somebody else. So we got to make sure, if we, like you said, we're crucified with Christ, we got to make that confession boldly, make sure that we bind and take authority over the enemy and not let him run us or ride our back. He needs to be under our feet. But we definitely need to check ourselves, as Corinth says, daily. Examine yourself daily, make sure you're in the faith. So that's a powerful word of God for just putting it out there in the airways for across the board for the body of Christ, for those that are backsliders, for those that don't know Christ, and also for those that are confessing Christ and walking in his word, but still yet error takes place every once in a while, for put a check in our spirit. So that's a powerful word. Thank God for you allowing the Spirit of the Lord to use you. Tonight we give God glory, praise, and honor. We're going to open the lines now. Well, first, Father, we do thank you for the woman of God. Pray you continue to bless her, to use her greatly in the kingdom of God, and continue to keep her covered under the blood, and everything that concerns her concerns you. And we thank you, continue to shield and have your angels encamped about us. Thank you for the ears that heard the word and the ones that will be hearing it in the future, that it will turn back around and take root in a good place in our heart and bring forth even more fruit. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we bless you. In Jesus' name. We're going to open the lines now for there if there's any comments. And we also have a special prayer request tonight because of one of the mother Freeman that we often pray for, that being a lot of pain. Her daughter sent a text this morning at 7. I didn't get it till 9. That mother must have happened last night, I guess, or sometime yesterday, that she's in the hospital and they already want to do a pacemaker in the morning early. So pray for Mother Freeman, the one that's been on the phone, is 91, I can't remember now, but anyway, bless the Lord for her. They're in Fayetteville, so we want to make sure that you all keep that in prayer tonight, and then we'll also be praying tomorrow night for prayer. But I'm going to open the lines for any comments or remarks and so forth, like for tonight, and if there is someone that we don't want to let it, close the line, if there's someone that needs prayer tonight too as well. So I'm going to ready to open the lines. Just a moment. Give me a couple of more people. I think I did them all. No, I didn't. I'm going backwards. I'm putting to close the lines instead of open them lines. Just a moment. Give me another minute. I did it backwards. Praise God for tonight.
Yes.
Word.
Pray for me and my family. Stronger in the Lord. To go stronger in the Lord. Pray for peace of mind, sound mind. And please pray for my daughter, her situation, what's going on in her life.
Praise the Lord. Is that Evangelist Karen?
This is my phone, but that's my sister. Yes, this is my phone. Praise the Lord. But my sister, Renee Curry, is making that request.
Okay, Renee Curry is asking you prayer for her family, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I said, please place my strength in the Lord to grow stronger in the Lord, to do his will. pray for my children that they will get closer to the Lord. Please pray for my daughter, the return of my granddaughter, and just to give my daughter peace of mind in her mind and her heart so she can hear the Lord and know what direction to go.
Okay, since you have a lot right there, let's go ahead and pray now for that, and then I'll take other prayer requests. Father, in Jesus' name, you heard the requests tonight. She needs strength for herself and for her family, and I ask you, Lord God, to touch and strengthen her. God, if she's continuing to seek your face, give her a mind to cast all those cares upon the Lord because you care for her, and as the word even said tonight and so forth like this, we are to come boldly to the throne of grace and to obtain mercy, and then God will give that mercy. He will grant it and to make sure that we don't have anything in our hearts. So we're praying for her, God, that you will bless and direct her daughter as well for whatever is going before her or whatever challenges that are going on. I pray that she will be able to release them and cast them before the Lord, and God, though what she can, if she's not in that position, as we're praying for her heart, glory to God, to be softened and open, that when the wisdom comes, glory to God, that she will receive it and allow the Lord, glory to God, to direct her path. Pray for the granddaughter to return. God, whatever the situation is going on in that family, in that home, God, we know there's nothing too hard for you. You told us, glory to God, the accident shall be given, seek we shall find, knock and the door shall be open. But you also let us know, glory to God, that we have to make sure, glory to God, that as we cast those cares, we're going to have to trust you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding and allow you, glory to God, to direct our path. So we have to move ourselves out of the way and doubt out of the way so that Spirit of the Lord can have free reign. So, God, we ask you to cover that family under the blood, and we pray, glory to God, for their protection. And we're praying as they hear the voice of God that they will obey him so that way things can line up. We can't do it part-time. Can't do it part of our way and part of God's way. We pray against emotions that will get tangled up and tied up in the situations that are going on now. So we're praying for healing, God, and for deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Any more requests or remarks tonight?
That was open. This is Sister Erica Morrison.
Okay. All right.
And I will take that prayer request. I have a prayer request that I be restored back to the Lord and that my finances as well.
So you know what you just said when you said to be restored back to the Lord? Is your heart ready to do so as word came even tonight and so forth? So if you're ready, then that way we need to be doing this right now. It's not for us just to pray and then tomorrow. The enemy is going to use the next minute, the next hour, whatever he can to keep you separated. And so that way he wants to just think, okay, I can pray and ask people to pray for these blessings to fall, but then I'm not lining up like the woman of God was just even talking about tonight. So if you're ready and you're sincere about that, we need to be doing that right about now, Erica.
Amen.
Are you ready? Anything for you to confess words, because it's not going to matter. Because if you got a confession from the heart and your heart is ready to receive, then God is ready to receive you. Just like she said earlier, when mercy comes up there and you come before the God and you repent for whatever, then God is a merciful God. He will accept that sincere repentance. So you want that and you want God to change your heart. God can do that. That's nothing too hard. The same way you came in the first time to God, no matter how many struggles or challenges or whatever you did or whatever was done to you or what happened last night or even 15 minutes ago, when you sincerely made up your mind that I want the enemy to loose his hold off of mine and I want to give my life to Christ, it can be done right now.
Amen.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Father, in Jesus, you heard the confession of your servant. So now it is. You already believe because you're a believer and you've already been used for the kingdom of God, and God has put all those gifts in you for to sing and do other things. So now all you need to do is, Father, forgive me for my sins. You ready? You got to repeat, babe.
Yes. Father, forgive me for my sins.
Jesus, I ask you to come back into my life.
Jesus, I ask you to come back into my life.
I repent of every transgression.
I repent of every transgression.
And I receive your word.
And I receive your word.
To restore me back.
to restore me back
into the kingdom of God.
Into the kingdom of God.
In Jesus' name. I didn't go through all the other parts because you already believe and you already know about the confession that Jesus already died and he's been raised because you've already been in Christ. So all we're doing now is we're just going back to be restored the backslider. And so now you have received him back. Now you know what you have to start doing now is asking him to come in and fill you with the Holy Spirit. And so we're not going to just go through that tonight, but you know what that is because whether you do it right there in the house, in the in the bathroom or on the plane or wherever. But we're praying and celebrating Jesus for restoring you back. And you got to believe that. You can't let the devil turn back around like he was telling that word tonight. Don't let him steal from you what you believe that he's given you already. So now you're on the road to recovery. Now you continue to get in your back in your word. And we're going to take authority now of every foul and unclean spirit that try to deter you off the path or try to bring rehearsing things of the past. When God cleansed the saint, who he redeemed, and who, glory to God, he has restored back. The adversary is a liar. Anything he brings to you, only thing it is he can get back in if you open that door and say you start accepting what he's saying to you. So in the meantime, you got to confess as continuously what God has done for you and find that word, the promise. Get back in your word. Get back in church. Get your eyes off of what man think or what he feels or what they know about you, what they don't know about you. That's not important. If God restored you, whom the Son set free, it's free indeed. And you got to confess that the Redeemer of the Lord, glory to God, you have to say so. So I'm telling you all of that because we know the tricks of the enemy. Because all of you play with your mind again, and next, you know, he's like tampering back again, and you're turning back, and what's the use? You cannot be concerned about, you know, what was happened already past this moment. Now you God has cleansed your slate. It's time to go forward. You cannot unscramble eggs if they've already been scrambled. If the water or whatever was in a vessel been poured into the ground, you can't pull it back in the cup. Now I say, God, where I go from here? And as she said, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, all things become new. Now you got to confess that. Now, Father, as she already confessed this, we're praying a blood covering over her life. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against her ear gates and come against her mind, rehearsing the past of what was. God, let her rehearse what God says. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm fearfully wonderful made in him. I may not feel that, but I'm confessing what your word says about me. God, I pray, God, that you strengthen her and encourage her to continue to be in her word and don't let a day go by without confessing your word. I pray you fill her with the Holy Spirit as she asks you to enter in. I pray now for her finances, God, as she lining her word, lining her life up with you, God, I'm asking you, Lord, to bless in those finances. Bless if it's concerning a job, she need one, or she need increase, whatever it is, God, help her to persist in pursuit, because the enemy is going to come in, but he says, go right in John 10:10, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life, and life more abundantly, and he is a restorer. So God, help her to remember, glory to God, what God's word is and his promises as she go and seek out the promises now in the name of Jesus. Don't allow the enemy to go back and rehearse and, oh, begging, Lord, to cleanse me. And God, Lord, forgive me. And Lord, glory to God, you have to believe when you pray, believe that you receive. Now I got to go forward and cast in all my cares and everything I'm going through and whatever so that way you can stay on that path that God has for you. And he'll build you back up, restore, and cause, glory to God, increase to come back into your life. But you got to make up your mind, I'm not going back. I'm not going to allow the enemy to get back and stay around people that are strong in the Lord, not those ones that are jelly back or incarnality. And, oh, it's okay, sister. You got to be standing with people that don't go that direction. You know, glory to God, the enemy is going to destroy. Know what the word has said, right? You are better than that. You can be encouraged to do better. You can be able to stand. God's going to take care of you. God will open the door for you. God will make a way. You got to stay around the fire in order to stay strong. Do that by yourself. Praise the Lord for you. Amen. Any more remarks?
Thank you. Thank
Lord,
you so much.
Praise God.
Thank
any one of the
so
prophets
much.
Got anything to say before we hang up? Prophetess Bird or any of the other prophets?
Minister BJ, thank him,
yes,
praise
Mother
God. Rose. I wanted to comment on Sister Alexander's message. I thank and praise God for who God is. I just bless him and I exalt him for just being the true and living God. I thank and praise God. If I had a topic for her message, I would say 99.5 won't do. I really
praise
like
God.
That. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that she brought forth that word. And it's a good thing to know if you're listening to the word of God is able to find you just where you are. So she was sharing with us how you got to know who you are as a child of God. And then when you know who you are, you know who God is, praise God, and you know who you are, then you will not compromise the word of God. So when his word says, praise God, to have faith in God, hallelujah, whatever you ask, believing that you receive, you have what you ask of God, you're not going to compromise that word, but you're going to stand on it and say, Lord, you said in your word, whatever I ask, believing that I receive, I have what I ask of thee.
Amen.
So I thank and praise God for that, because as the sister said, she wanted to restore her relationship with the Lord, and I guess I would use the word rededicate. Maybe I'm missing a little bit of that. But I thank and praise God, if she listened to the message tonight, when you realize who you are, if you've fallen short, God is faithful. He's just. 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our faults, then God is faithful, and he's just, and he'll, praise God, forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you can't compromise with that word. You got to stand on the word of God. So I thank and praise God for the message that Sister Alexander gave, because she was refreshing the body and reminding them, hey, if you say that you acknowledge that Jesus is Lord and he's your Savior, praise God, don't be wishy-washy, don't be a weak back, but be standing firmly on what God says. So if he said, I can do all things through Christ, you stand, God, you said this. And a couple of things that I like, he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. You know the best prayer that you can pray is the prayer you pray for yourself, praise God, hallelujah. So he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done. That's John 15:7. And then he said in John 14:14, he said, Jesus said, this Jesus speaking, he said, whatever you ask me in my name, I will do it. Glory be to God. So I thank and praise God when, hallelujah, you know who you are and you find out what God has said concerning your situation, praise God. Do not, as Sister Alexander said, do not compromise, but stand on God's word and put him in remembrance of his word, and you expect God to bring about a change in your situation. So I like that message on tonight. And remember, 99.5 won't do. You can't be trying to serve the Lord 99% of the time and then 1/2 of the time you're going to live like you want to. That ain't going to work. You got to be all in. Hello, somebody. Because I heard if you lukewarm, he will spew you out. So you can't, it's a day, it's today is the day where you stop being wishy-washy, stop trying to play God one way today and then go and live for the world tomorrow. You just, we don't have time for that. Like, this thing is too serious, and it's too much going on in the world today. And a child of God got to be who they say that they are and standing on God's promises. But it's time for God's people, praise God, to be who they are and not compromise with the word of God. So I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord then, Mother Alexander. Mother McCormick, I'm sorry.
Praise him. I just want to just thank God for the word I hear from Mother Elizabeth. I just enjoyed it. I just thank you because we do have a choice. And he already gave us a choice. We can either live right or live wrong. And we know if we live right, where we going. If we live wrong, we know where we're going. So we do have a choice, and I thank God for the word tonight.
Thank God. Praise God. Any more remarks tonight, praise God, before we close?
I just want to thank God's message tonight that we are in the last days and we got to stand for something or be caught up in this world. So when we know who we are in Christ Jesus, we got to know that he got us, and whatever the situation is, he got that too. So we just got to stand firm, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. What a great message. I enjoyed that.
It was.
And thank you for her. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Anybody there?
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're still here, Evangelist Gardner.
Okay,
and
okay then I'm sorry about that. I had to change phones.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Can you hear me? I want to say we were. Yes, yes. Okay. Go ahead. We just want to say that we were certainly blessed by the word that came forth tonight. Just took notes and just feasting on the word of God. It was strong and powerful and very, very encouraging to know that we can make a choice and that we have a choice in this and that we have to take dominion and authority over the enemy. So we receive that word. My sister Erica asked for prayer and her restoration to the Lord. We're very, very happy about that.
Praise God.
You know that God said he's married to the backslider. So we just thank God that he has put in her heart to be restored. And as a matter of fact, after you finished talking to her, she grabbed her keys and she left. I went to go let her know that the word was still going forward toward her, but she left. So we're going to have to continue to lift her up before the Lord. I have been praying for her, and so I was
praise
delighted
her.
That she was here, and I knew we had some powerful intercessors on the phone, so we knew that God
praise
was
God.
In the midst.
Thank
so,
you, Jesus.
We're going to definitely need to continue praying and warring for her.
Amen. Especially since that's a powerful ministry she has in there for that anointed voice that God has given her to minister, and it has such a great effect on the body of Christ and people that are unsaved. So we know the enemy definitely wanted to shut her down and cause her not to be effective in the body and receive all those blessings that God has for her as she blessed the body. So no matter what, we still have to keep her covered because the enemy is mad and he's going to be warring trying to, you know, get with mixed emotions when the enemy is mad, when they come out of darkness back into the light, especially when there's a gift there. But we believe in God that it is going to be sealed completely with a determination that she is not going backwards and that God would open doors and she would not look at the arm of flesh for her blessing to come, but look to God as the author and the finisher of her faith. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for it. So I'm glad that text came through that you was able to receive it tonight. Praise the Lord. So that's God. Any other ones before we close? And don't forget tomorrow night, the Lord bless. We're looking forward to our regular prayer for this to come in and pray for whatever those requests are for family, friends, people, or situations in the nation, whatever the circumstances might be. So that's at 7 o'clock.
Amen.
I want to make sure that we pray for Mother Freeman. If everybody's finished with their prayer requests or their remarks, we're going to go ahead and put that prayer up there for her and the young lady, Renee, and another minister's wife that has been so challenged on her job. And in all that she know how to walk in integrity, but I've been having a big battle. And she needs a new job, so the Lord can bless her. She can have time for the ministry. With her husband and also her family. So let's pray now for Pastor, for Mother Freeman, for the blessing in the morning, for the doctor's guidance, and for this pacemaker that she's receiving, whatever else that's going on in her body, that we believe in God, no matter her age, just like Pastor Burton said this morning. God can add time to her life, no matter what. So we believe in God's report. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come before you now for Mother Freeman, we ask you, Lord, to touch that woman of God's body, God. 90 years, but glory to God, you have people out here still living 100 and some odd years, so you can add to our life. We pray for guidance for the doctors for this surgery that needs to be done for this pacemaker. We're praying health and wholeness, no setbacks, no other complications or problems. We come against heart attacks and strokes, aneurysms, and whatever else the enemy might try to bring up. Well, we are praying, God, that you touch her body in other areas, too, that she can go home and rest and not be tormented, go around with all that pain that's been in her body. But we ask you, Lord, to bless that she should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You said, by your stripes we will heal. So we are praying for her healing now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Renee and also Minister Thompson, Sister Thompson also, glory to God, for these jobs. God, one has a job and tormented on that job and trying to hold on because of the family and need those finances. God, we are praying, God, that you give us peace, and you pray, glory to God, for favor, that those doors will be open, that she is a woman of God, that she's standing, glory to God, even in her integrity and regardless of the things being said and done on that job. God, I'm asking you, Lord, to put the enemy on the bay, glory to God, and cancel his assignment. But God, the glory of God will continue to stand in her as she stands on the word, and as we stand together with her for that new job, we'll have the feasible hours and glory to God where she can be able to do ministry, draft time with her husband and family, and she can be able to have peace. And God, the hours and the time will be good, so that hours can be glory to God, but not one working at night and one working in the day. And so we're asking you, Lord, to work that out. And God, we're asking you, Lord, soon, glory to God, that this will be done. We're praying for Renee, glory to God, in D.C., that you bless and move on her behalf, too, that she's been out of a job for 2 years and challenges have been coming in her home, tremendously tormented, but God, nevertheless, you are still a healer and a deliverer. Thank you for keeping her mind when the enemy wanted to destroy her mind and try to take away from, glory to God, her testimony of living for Christ. Well, God, we believe in you as you bless her to continue to stand. I pray and wish that she had been on the line, glory to God, to be able to hear this dynamic word that was going forth tonight, but nevertheless, we're praying that she'll be able to go back and hear it later. God, we ask you, Lord, to strengthen her and encourage her to open that door and she can be able to walk in anytime. We're looking this month for her to have a job, God. We know there's nothing too hard for you. As we stand together, glory to God, we believe, and as we ask and believe you and seek and find and looking for the find and to knock the door to be open, God, you told us when we pray, believe so. And we know we can't rush you, but you know, glory to God, when we touch and agree how we believe, glory to God, this is a miraculous thing can take place and happen. So we just believe it for you to move on their behalf, comfort and encourage, build them up too as well. And we pray for every warrior tonight that you will bless these prayer warriors, bless the ones that are praying people, glory to God. But we pray a special prayer for the intercessors and the warriors that stand on the gap all the time, praying and interceding for different people across the land, across the globe, in their home, in the neighbors, our ministers, for out of ministry, those ones over there that even their enemies. We're praying, God, keep them, cover them, protect them, and angels of can. Pray a special prayer for this warrior, this intercessor, glory to God, this one that stood, God, boldly to bring forth a dynamic word tonight, and so much so to reach down the airways and brought a life back in and snapped them out of the Ashikoromosha, out of the hand of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. God, we got to stay on our post no matter what. Hallelujah. And to remember, you set this line up for a purpose. You called us to pray and intercede and believe, God, for all these healing and deliverance for our nation, for all the demonic forces that are going on, for drug trafficking, for all, glory to God, our youth, for families, and for, glory to God, even for ourselves, and for deliverance, God. So we're thanking you for the reports, and glory to God, and we can't go no further than what you allow us, but we have to stand and do what you called us for this hour and believe in you for the increase. So, God, we give you all the glory and praise, and we speak life to ourselves and to them. Pray blood covering. Pray you continue to bless and move in a miraculous way, and that no flesh will be on parade. You'll get all glory and all honor, and that we never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We thank you again for Pastor Bird being back from Florida. God, blessing her, glory to God, for the trip she's away for a month trying to get things in line. Glory to God for to transition as God leading her to the area of Tampa, Florida. God, we're thanking that she's back for these 2-3 weeks or however. And God, we're praying for that miracle still yet for our house to be sold and the funds come back available more than enough so that way she can take care of those things in transit. God, we pray you continue to encourage her, looking for you to move in a miraculous way on that end and keep her body healed and whole. Thank you for her family And we bless you. Thank you for mine too as well, and for what you're doing in the midst, and pray that we'll continue to put our families before you, believing for their healings, their deliverance, will that for their salvation, and keeping our minds fixed on you, not on our problems and our circumstance. And again, I bless you again for this word tonight. Pray you bless this woman of God as well, in Jesus' name. And before we close, we're going to have the last remarks from Mother Alexander. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, thank God for his word. We ask the Lord to continue to strengthen us and that we stand firm on his word.
Yes.
And ask him to continue to keep the prayer line strong. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We bless you again. Praise God. We thank God for you. And as the Lord bless, remember, if you need to go online or someone that you know needs to go online just to hear some of the messages, remember, it's Blog Talk, BlogTalk Radio, RADIO, and then it's .com. There's a / divine, DEVINE, connection, CONNECTION, and that's it, blogtalkradio.com / divine connection. So you can go back and hear the words, the prayers, or the messages, or however, it's in the archives of quite a few. I don't know whether we have 40 in there now or is it up to 50, but in the meantime, you can go back at any time and pull those up. In the meantime, we pray God's blessings for you and to you, and pray you continue to keep us before the Lord in prayer, and the will of the Lord be done in each one of us. And I pray a blood covering over your household, over you all, and God continue to bless and move in your lives as well, and continue to keep those ones that we have on the altar before the Lord as well. We bless God for you, and we're going to say shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Good night.
Shalom.
Praise the Lord. Shalom. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. You are worthy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shalom. Good night, and God bless you. Thank you. Good night.